Anyone who's ever had to haggle with Comcast over their internet or cable TV bill is probably happy to see Metronet bring a little competition to the Bloomington Normal market. A year after starting work, Metronet is popping up in more and more Twin City neighborhoods, and the neighborhoods the company is choosing is still the source of some criticism. GLT's Ryan Denham asks Metronet spokeswoman Kathy Scheller how the rollout is going.
It's going very well. You know, it's a big deployment. We're investing, you know, millions of dollars in this infrastructure. There's no charge to any, you know, no taxpayer dollars being used. So it's a big deployment. We have 40% of our build area available for installation today in Bloomington Normal. So that equates to over 12,000 passes or businesses and homes. That when we call a pass, when we go buy a business or a home, it's called a pass. So that equates to over 12,000.
In most of these cases, are you is Metronet actually digging and burying fiber optic? Are you running lines on utility poles? Some combination of both?
Well, Ryan, we do a combination of both. Historically, when you install fiber optic infrastructure, you follow power. So if power is above ground, we follow that course. If power is underground, we follow that in the public easement right of way.
So you mentioned that you have 12,000 passes, which means businesses and homes that have access. So how many customers do you actually have in our area at this point?
At this point, as far as residential customers go, we have probably over 1,000 residential customers at this point that have come onto our fiber. I think the reason that we've been able to capture so many at this point are some of the extraordinary pricing opportunities that are available for them. I believe another option is there's no infrastructure like this, especially to residences in Bloomington Normal, so we're pulling in a lot of customers that way. In addition, there are no residential contracts. So if we pass a home and people are interested in trying out our fiber optic, they have that opportunity to do so without being tied into a contract.
And so how do you decide which neighborhoods to start with in a market like ours?
What we do is when we come into a community, what we do is we typically design the entire community prior to coming in. And the order that we go in is our accessibility to our trunk lines or our main feeder lines that come in. Typically, when we bring the fiber optics into a community, a lot of times those communities that come on or light up first are those that are closest to that trunk line.
So who is actually doing all of the construction and digging work and you know, running lines and all that? What kind of folks are actually doing that? Is that Metronet employees or kind of third party contractors? How does that work?
Typically, what we do when we go into a community is we have actual Metronet personnel that will go in. We will have a market project lead that will take care of construction. He's a Metronet employee, as well as outside plant engineers who are Metronet employees that supervise the crews. One of the things that we're proud of is what we do when we come into a community is we immediately you know, given some economic development impact, and that we do hire third-party crews to install the fiber, but they are you know, supervised by Metronet personnel who ensure that they meet the standards that our company requires.
Is there a target in mind? Are you looking to accomplish, you know, X percent of the community passed by X date? What are you kind of shooting for at this point?
You know, typically when we come into a community the size of Bloomington Normal, that deployment usually lasts about 2 years. 2 years is where it usually takes us to come in a community of that size. Now, I say that because we continually, once we're in a community and the fiber is laid and we develop a footprint, we do have the opportunity many times to expand to adjacent communities. So the deployment continues for quite some time. For example, we've been in Lafayette, West Lafayette, the home of Purdue University, for several years. That initial deployment took a couple of years to do, but we are still there because what we're doing is we're deploying into additional areas that surround those communities.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. Today, a progress report on Metronet, a telecommunications company that's offering new fiber optic services in Bloomington Normal. You may have seen their little construction flags popping up outside your home, indicating that they're getting close to running lines through your neighborhood. Last fall, when Metronet was first moving in, the company faced criticism that its coverage area would exclude Bloomington's west side, serving only the city's wealthier east side. Indeed, their coverage area map changed, and today there are many different parts of Bloomington Normal under construction. But the city's west side is still marked differently on that map, only as future construction. Mayor Terry Renner, while happy to see some competition in the market, was one of the critics. During a recent interview on GLT's Sound Ideas, host Mike McCurdy asked Renner where things stand.
And I think that's a serious problem. But beyond that, we'll see how they they have been willing at least to talk to us, and so we'll see how that goes.
Metronet has indicated they are not blackballing the West Side.
That's what they've said, right.
But so far, no work over there yet.
That's what we're having trouble with, yes.
So where are the neighborhoods that are getting service?
At this point, they're almost all East Side and Central Bloomington.
And you hope that the West Side will be one of those future neighborhoods.
Absolutely.
I asked Kathy Scheller from Metronet if this was a fair criticism and whether it impacted where Metronet is building out.
You know, it's interesting. That particular map, Bloomington Normal was the first community whereby we utilized that map in Illinois. And I think that that initial criticism came about because of a history that perhaps was in place there that you know, we were going to follow suit. But I'm happy to report that what we did immediately, and this is what I like about Metronet, was we met with city officials. We met with the aldermen from that particular area, as well as the mayor and the council, and came up with and continue to come up with amicable solutions to be sure that the residents on the West will have our coverage as well.
And so it sounds like you also ran up against some challenges with using Ameren's utility poles in Bloomington, west of Mercer Avenue here in town. It sounds like you were seeking permission to install some new wooden utility poles in parts of Bloomington where there maybe wasn't room on Ameren's existing poles. Kind of where did that end up? Or were you happy with the progress there?
Yes, we are very happy with that progress. And, you know, we don't go pole for pole. We just do something that we can construct in order to make sure that coverage is available to citizens with that time. So, and Ameren is working with us well on that in addition as well. So that is going very, very well.
Have there been any other hurdles or challenges as you enter our market?
It's that, you know, it is, Ryan, a multi-million-dollar investment on our part, and it's a big deployment. What we're doing is adding additional infrastructure for the residents of Bloomington Normal. So that type of deployment is very arduous, and it's very, you know, busy. Our network engineers have done a great job designing the community. We just continue to follow that design and continue with this massive scope of work in order to ensure the residents there that they will have the opportunity to have access to this world-class infrastructure. When I speak with people, I let them know that less than 10% of communities nationwide have access to this. So this is a very future-proof type of technology that will allow your residents in Bloomington and Normal to have the opportunity to just have their own devices in their home connected to our fiber. It will allow them to stream without buffering. It will allow them options to so much new technology that's coming out.
So where does Bloomington Normal fit into all of the markets that Metronet has at this point? Or will we be one of the larger markets you serve or one of the smaller ones, kind of right in the middle? Where do we fit in?
You know, Ryan, I think initially I would say you're one of our mid to large markets. We're currently, you know, going into a large group of communities up in Illinois and in the northwest suburbs of Chicago. Those communities are quite large as well. We continue to look to deploy fiber in communities surrounding the Indianapolis area. We find that our niche typically is in with towns that are college towns. We do very well there because of the need for additional technologies, not only at the school, which typically has enough fiber, but also to the students who live off campus and also the community as a whole. We do very well there, and we also do very well in communities that are adjacent to larger cities, whereby you have a lot of telecommuters, you have a lot of people that would have interest in working from home and have access to this type of fiber optics.
Gotcha. Okay. So ultimately, what triggered your entry into our market? Did it relate to Illinois, the regulatory environment offering companies like yours that ability to obtain a statewide franchise, which I think is kind of a relatively recent development in the last several years, instead of working through municipalities, or was there some other factor?
You know, it's interesting. Metronet in Illinois, we continue to achieve local franchise agreements. We found that is most effective there because you automatically get to know the communities and the officials who preside in those communities. So we achieve local franchise agreements. I believe that the initial, when we go to look to communities that we believe would be open to this type of technology and understand it, we really do go for the two that I mentioned. We do very well in communities that have a university or several, as in your case, as well as communities that are adjacent to larger cities. We just believe that the infrastructure, the people there, the potential customers are people who would really appreciate the speeds and the offerings that our company has.
Ultimately, how does your competition respond when you enter a market like this? I mean, here in Bloomington Normal, it's Comcast, of course. What kinds of things have you seen happen from your competition? And then how does Metronet kind of adjust to that adjustment?
Sure. You know, what I found, Ryan, when I go into communities and we come in, and a lot of times we're not only the second, sometimes the third entrant into the market, what we find is that our competition suddenly seems like they do a little bit better. That's why a lot of times when I speak with city officials, competition is a good thing, because what it does is it offers their residents choice. And as I've mentioned, you know, I'm sure that the offerings have been better lately from our competition there. But the thing that I like to stress is to have a fiber optic direct connection, especially for residents there. You don't have it there. So we're actually offering you something that our competition cannot. But they are trying, you know, typically what will happen is they just do a little bit better. So they try to, you know, do better for their customers as well.
That's Kathy Scheller, who works in external affairs at Metronet, a telecommunications company that's offering new fiber optic services around Bloomington Normal. I'm Ryan Denham.
And I'm Mike McCurdy at Sound Ideas. You can see a full map of Metronet's current and planned coverage area at our website, wglt.org.